Show me why he's bought.
Oh, I can't work this. Can't work under this pressure. Okay, everybody, say, let's just go over what we said last night. We were speaking last night about our lockers of... What was the topic? The topic was last night, sprinkling sugar or something, icing sugar, that's right. Sprinkling icing sugar on a cake. So we said... Now, how did we start? We started with the melacha baraki, that's right, that's the melacha baraki. So we said maraket means to sift flour. What's maraket? Maraket actually means dancing. Who's dancing? What's the dancing? So when you sieve, you normally shake things up and down. It looks like a bit of a dance. So that's why it gets the name, the melacha gets the name rikud from dancing. Maraket is a sieving. When you sieve, normally that's what happens, is going to dance, it's a bit up and down. So we said the melacha was to separate psoiles from oichel. Either way, either the oichel goes through and psoiles stays on top, or the psoiles goes through and oichel stays on top. Whatever you're doing an act of separation. That is the issa of merakit. And we said psoiles means the same as in boira, some you don't want. It means you can have, lemoshal, two things, two food items. Let's say, for example, what are two food items? You can have a lokshin of a soup, both edible items. But you don't want one of them. Put it through a sieve. To sieve it through, the lokshin will stay on the top and the liquid will go through, the soup will go through. That is an act of merakid. That's an issa min ha-Torah of merakid. The issa is only done min ha-Torah if you use a specialized keli. If you don't use a specialized keli, use a cloth, for example, it's not a specialized keli, that's an issa drabon. It's still osur to do, but it's not osur min ha-Torah. That's what we said yesterday. And then we said as well, we spoke about for the chore, if you've got in your mixture, let's say matzah meal. In your matzah meal, you've got matzah, so you've got a big lump of matzah, a big piece of matzah with matzah meal. So you want to put it through the sieve in order to separate the matzah from the matzah meal. You've got a big lump, so that's problematic. Who adds in sugar or salt, which is clogged up, so you want to put it through a sieve in order to separate all the loose items you have to go through and the stiff items to stay on top. That is the melacha of meraki. That's what we said yesterday. I'm just trying to think what else we said yesterday. So we said icing sugar, that's what we want to come to. It's icing sugar, lecho is no problem really, yeah? So you use a sieve to pour icing sugar on your cake. It means you want your sponge cake, and you want to spread some icing sugar onto your sponge cake. That, lecho, is not a problem. Because the sugar is fine, it goes through, you're not separating anything at all. That's not what you're out to do over here. You're not separating anything. You're just using it, posher, as a means to spread it out evenly. That is allowed to be done. The only thing we mentioned yesterday was that since a sieve is a case of Atalissa, it's muksa really. So if you've got another item you can use, a special, what's, I don't know what it's called a shaker, I think, it's an icing shaker, that is not an issa at all, you can use that. If you've got an icing shaker to use, you should rather use an icing shaker rather than using a sieve to do this. If you've got no icing shaker available, then you can use a sieve, because whenever you've got a case of issa, which you can't use anything else for it, you may use the case of issa. The classic case is a hammer. Someone wants to crack a coconut, for example. He's got nothing else to use, so he's allowed to use a hammer. So a case of issa is allowed to be used. Yeah? That's what we said yesterday, really, more or less what we said yesterday. interesting, in Merakid, there's no heta of Soma Chasuda. It's not like Boira, where there's a heta of Soma Chasuda. Merakid has no heterim at all. The reason being is that Boira and Toichen, according to some Rishonim, is it's a normal way of eating. When a person eats, he takes from his food, he separates the good from the bad. Rikud is normally done well in advance. It's a normal big procedure. It's normally a sieving process, a wash of flour from wheat. It's not normal, you don't do it at the time of eating. Avada, it can be separating lokshin from soup. It's not normal. The normal process of rikud is normally a process which is done in advance. It's normally on a big scale. It's done normally well in advance of the eating process. And therefore, it's not called derech achila. Even if you might have now a case where it is derech achila, the general melocha is not associated with eating. And therefore, there's no heterim for merakit. There's never a heter for merakit. There's never a heter to put something through a sieve on Shabbos. Yeah? That's more or less what we said yesterday. Okay. Let's talk about now, including this, is filtering water. Now, you'll look at me. Where do we filter water here in this part of the world?
Some people got it in the tap.
Yes, yeah, so some first of all, some before Pesach, someone has put a little, Israeli water, yeah. Even here, you can get, someone was just telling me tonight, actually, I mean, I've seen it before, in the houses, you can get sometimes, built into the house, you can get a special called a filter system, where the water goes through, and it goes through like a filter machine. And what's happening is, the water's being cleaned. I don't know what it looks like, that filter machine. I have once actually seen, someone once showed me, had it in his house, actually, and he has, it's like a filter paper, I don't know, it's a cloth, where the water goes through. The mice, I don't want to tell you, it looked quite dirty, actually. Whether the filter was dirty to start with, I don't know. But the mice, it looked quite dirty, actually. But in England, normally, we drink the water. We're not fussy about the water. So we normally, our water is considered drinkable as it is without any problem. But there can be cases of where you can have water which has got bits inside there which need to be cleaned. So let's talk about this filtering drinks.
What? You need it.
Is, you need? No, Rico's got no retain. The Malacha Merakid hasn't got a heter. So you either have to sit before Shabbos, if you need to.
But if you need to drink.
Oh, so one, I must say, it's an interesting point, actually. That we did see in Hilchos Boira, very interesting point. And that is that Bishas Achila Mamish, there's no Issa Boira. And who are didn't the possum say, Bishas Achila Mamish, there's no Issa Rico. That means, what does I want to say? Now, I'm also not saying this is a general thing people do, but let's say someone's got a cup of water in front of him, and there's a whole lot of flies inside there. Not very pleasant. So he doesn't want to drink it. I don't blame him. Most people wouldn't want to drink it. But the thing's got no other water to drink. So he needs to use it. So the only Eitza he could do is to put, let's say, like a cloth. Forget about Melamim, we'll come into this, why it's not a problem. Let's say he put something over the mouthpiece. Yeah, I haven't got a cup here. But let's say you've got a cup, you put a cloth over the mouthpiece, and then you drink it. And while you're drinking it, the cloth is acting as a barrier that the flies don't go through, hopefully. When you put it in a different cup, right, all the flies can come with it. It's very small flies. That's not called B'Shas Achila. This heter is only B'Shas Achila Mamish. So this heter will only help me. It's a good point. He said, why not put the cloth over the cup, and then take the cup, pour it into another cup, so the cloth will act as a barrier. That's a good answer, but not for Shabbos. You can do it the rest of the week, not on Shabbos that you can do. Because that is only the heter of Rikud, this sieving, only works on Bishas Achila Mamish. While you're drinking, literally while you're drinking, and you're making a sieve, as you're drinking, that's mutter.
I think
you might get some flies up your straw.
No, pouring it into the thing with a sieve.
That also doesn't help you. It has to be that the sieving is as you're drinking. You're doing two bullets. You mean you're using a straw and you're pouring it down. Nah, doesn't that help? You'd be a good rabbi, you know that. Sorry? Yeah. So you wouldn't drink it anyway, but some people would drink it. I understand. I think I'd be the same as you, I'll be honest. You're right, okay? All right, that's your talk. You should give a share over here on this other health aspect. I'm talking about that lucky aspect. You're quite right. I'm not arguing with you, but you have to be careful. Let's say, let's change it. He didn't have flies in his soup. He poured some tidbits in. By mistake, they fell in. That's all right, is it? That's not hygiene. Hygiene, that's okay? Tidbits, yeah. Some tidbits fell in. So he doesn't want to have his drink with a whole load of tidbits inside. It's not very pleasant. So that's absurdous for him. That's not pleasant for him. Another example, you've got to think of good examples of what's going on. So the mice said, what are you allowed to do now, yeah? What can you do now on Shabbos? So in the halacha, there's three levels over here. There's three different levels. Level number one is the liquid has a high concentration of impurities. It's very dirty. And to most people, it's not drinkable as it is. That's level number one. The moshel, I don't know where that is. Let's say a tap water in certain places where the drinking water is very dirty. I mean, I don't know where this is. It could be. I mean, someone told me he was once on a caravan site, actually, and he had water there. It wasn't very pleasant. So I think he had to sieve it, actually, first. So it could be there. You could have an example. You have to think of an example. I'm telling you, I could have an example, even the moshel in your own house. It could be something's fallen into your drink, which is not very pleasant. I'm saying, it's not bad. It's like, let's say tidbits, for example. Someone's knocked over, one of the children passed over some tidbits over the drink, and a whole load of them fell into your orange juice. You don't want to drink your orange juice like that. Most people wouldn't drink a drink like that. It's not pleasant to drink a drink. If you want to have a drink of orange juice, or make it more fancy, a bit of Coke, you want to have some Coke. He's not going to have Coke with tidbits. Could be next week we might see an advertisement, a new fashion, new flavour, Coke with tidbits. But generally, I think most people don't want to have these mixture together with your drink. So you want to put a sieve over it to stop, you want to sieve it to stop the tidbits coming into your, when you drink it. So that's called a very high degree of impurities. That is very, very strict. And that is an istaminatoi to sieve that. That level is very, very chomel. And to sieve that on Shabbos is an istaminatoi. I'm just trying to look for some more examples. Insects, and small insects. That is no heterpor at all. There's no way a drink which has got very high ratio of impurities in the water, that is no heter at all. To use a proper sieve is an istaminatoi. If you pour it through a cloth, yeah, that would be an istaminatoi. It's not a specialized keli. It'll be an istaminatoi to pour it through a cloth. Again, a specialized keli istaminatoi, and through a cloth will be an istaminatoi. If that's level number one, so that's very, where you've got a high ratio of impurities in the water. Level number two is you've got impurities in the water, it's noticeable, yeah, and most people would drink it as it is, they would, but if you have a choice, you try and sieve it first. That means you've got a few bits of things that have fallen into your drink, it's very small amounts, really it's drinkable as it is, yeah? But if you've got a choice and it's not an expensive bowl, you would try and sieve it first, you would try and get rid of the impurities. That's level number two. That's level number two. And that's, oh, I tell you, in another case, you have water which is slightly cloudy. So it's all right, it's drinkable. If you had to drink it, you would drink it. Most people would drink it if they had to. But if they had a choice, they would rather try and clear it first before drinking it. But it would be, it is drinkable by people. That's level number two. This level number two is not an istaminatoi. It's not an istaminatoi because the impurities are not so severe that they're considered as a different min. It's ostomidrabonon. This level is ostomidrabonon. Level number two is an ostomidrabonon, and one can't sieve this in any way, even with a specialized keli. With ostomidrabonon, you must not do it. Chazal do allow a special heter over here. And that is normally if a person wants to, for example, let's say one person's got a cup over here, he wants to pour drink into this cup. It's got some dirt. The drink is here, in this cup, it's got dirt. He wants to pour it into this cup to clear it. What you would do normally is you'd put a cloth over this cup, you make a little indentation into the container here, it'd be like sinking a bit, you'd pour the drink through it, and that would act as your sieve. That's what you would do normally. That's a normal way of doing it. That you must not do on Shabbos. What you can do on Shabbos in this level number two is you put the cloth straight across, you don't dip it in a little bit, you just leave it straight across, and you pour the drink straight into it. Hopefully the drink will make it sink in a bit or whatever, and that way it'll act as a filter. But that is you're allowed to do. That shinui is allowed to be done for level number two. Yeah? So level number two is also a degree of tarubas. It's mixed to a certain degree. It's midrabon on its osa. If you don't do the filtering in a normal way, we allow you to do level number two. So what do you have to do? You have to put the cloth straight across without making a little dip in the cloth. Normally, you'd make a little dip in the cloth. That's a normal way of filtering. You make a dip in the cloth. That's an easy way of filtering it. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Even if it goes by itself, no problem. You didn't do it, it's no problem. That's a shinui. The fact that it goes by itself without you doing anything, you didn't make that dent, and that's mutter. Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's for level number two. Level number three is probably what our water system is like ourselves, that really the water is very clean. But, mutter for Pesach, for example, a person wants to be extra careful, he wants to have extra precaution, he wants to put like a cloth on his faucet, so when the water comes out, what's going to happen is it's going to be extra clear, extra careful. That is level number three. That is much better. And that, well, I haven't got time to go into this now, but level number three is no problem really of filtering. Yeah, that is not really a problem. And that one can have. I mean, I don't know why I should do it on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, one's allowed to put this cloth on his forceps, for example, and let the water run through. There's no problem on that level because that is basically clear water. It's all called minechot. The fact that you're being extra fussy is not a problem. All right, gentlemen. All right.